Welcome to the Federal IT Challenge, brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today's topic is platform as a service. It's not just important to developers. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware. Doug, welcome.
Thank you, Jason. Good to be here again.
So let's start with some basic, a little bit of an intro, and then we'll get into the questions. The Federal Chief Information Officer, Stephen Van Roeckel, wants the government to be a platform for mobile computing, not just for apps or a data provider. But for the government to be a platform, as Van Roeckel envisions, agencies still need to help store and manage their data and so it's available for all vendors. As federal agencies get further into their adoption of cloud computing and begin to deploy post-PC era devices, the need for modern application platforms is going to emerge as a critical need. While many agencies are quickly moving toward infrastructure as a service in the form of data center consolidation, the government needs to go further to ensure delivery of mission-critical services. And that is why platform as a service is the next critical piece for agencies as they move to the cloud. So, Doug, let's define platform as a service. What is that?
Put simply, platform as a service is really nothing more and nothing less than the operating environment that applications need to run. So that would include infrastructure, all of the middleware, databases, even access to the data. And then a little more broadly, perhaps the tool sets used to create applications and even the access mechanisms whereby users are gaining access to the application. So it's simply an operating environment, but that includes a lot of stuff for the applications to run.
People think of platform, they think of, for instance, an operating system is a platform. Is it that same kind of concept? Is that how people should think, but it's just in the cloud?
It definitely includes an operating system, and that's one of the challenges of bringing legacy applications into the cloud. But the platform is more than an operating system. It's the operating system. It's the middleware, the web server, the application server, the database, all of that middleware stuff. And it has to run on infrastructure too, right? So it has to have an infrastructure for the application to run on. So it's really an operating environment that includes operating systems and other software.
So in many ways, that old kind of belief of, well, I'm a Microsoft or a Unix or a Linux house, that gets kind of turned upside down because that's less important because the cloud changes where things live.
Very much so. Very much so. The cloud changes so much about the way computing is working in the modern, cloud post-PC era, that it is changing the way that the software components are constructed and deployed and accessed and utilized. And that's, why this cloud evolution is not yet complete, several years into it.
You speak of the cloud evolution. It's a great segue because there's the idea of, we've heard a lot about infrastructure as a service. We've heard a lot about software as a service. Platform as a service, if you will, hasn't really gotten a lot of attention, but you guys kind of think, obviously VMware thinks it's gaining momentum, there's a big place for it. So give me a sense of how platform fits with infrastructure and software as a service.
There's no question that platform as a service is the next logical step in the overall evolution to cloud. And it fits very simply in the middle of a three cloud stack. The first layer that everyone is so familiar with is the infrastructure as a service layer. And that's where the foundational elements are. That involves the physical equipment. And that's why there's been so much attention to this point. And that is simply the use of shared, pooled, virtual capacity in a utility model, infrastructure as a service. On the other end of the spectrum, on the higher, third layer of the stack, is the end user computing layer. And that's really all about multi-device access to virtual desktops and services that run in a multitude of clouds, private clouds, service provider clouds, and public clouds. And then there's the middle layer. This is the platform, the cloud application platform. It is all about the applications that run on the cloud infrastructure and are accessed by those multiple mobile devices that are independent of operating system. So it fits in the middle, which makes it so critical, is it because it fits between the end users and their services and their access and the infrastructure itself.
Help me understand this a little more, because on one hand, you're saying the software layer is the end user computing layer. But on the other hand, the platform is where that end user computing layer lives. And those two they're so close together. Am I portraying that correctly?
Yes. So the platform itself is really about the operating environment that the applications run in. So it's all the tools and access and data that the applications need to actually work. The end user computing layer is really about how you present those applications to the user and how they, using multiple devices, depending on where they are in their work environment and what they're doing, how they access those applications. So there needs to be some mechanism, like an app store, for example, right? Which then feeds up those multiple applications. The applications themselves are running on cloud application platforms, not always the same one. Right? There's going to be one in the private cloud. There's going to be several in service provider clouds. There's public clouds, which are offering up these applications. But then the enterprise, in this case, federal agencies, still have to control access to those and provision that access to end users who have the authorization to access the data and use those applications.
So really, in many ways, the key to for agencies and for anyone moving to the cloud is that platform, because software, without the platform, the software has no place to live.
It has no place to live. Without the cloud application platform, it is constrained. You know, the applications are highly constrained to the antiquated legacy middleware of the past that lives on proprietary technology and even dedicated physical infrastructure in many cases. And so it's very constraining.
So right now, the middle layer is that living on those mainframes, living in the old client server environment, as far as when the government goes. Is that correct? And what's it look like now?
In many, many cases, and I don't have the mix breakdown, but certainly most of the applications in use in federal agencies today were created in either the mainframe era, the client server era, or the web era. And each of those had their value propositions and their models, but nonetheless, they do not work in today's flexible, agile, very efficient, highly agile cloud application platform. So they'll need to make changes to the applications in order to get them to run in the cloud application platform and take advantage of, one, the cloud infrastructure, but B, then provide that multi-device but still secure access to end users who are carrying out their, you know, day-to-day roles in a more mobile environment than they used to.
So what's going to have to happen for agencies to move to that platform is take their current setup and say, okay, how can we make that, how can we put that on a new platform in the cloud?
It's definitely going to have to be some modernization at the application level. And that's where you see the CIO, Van Roeckel, you know, talking about, you know, providing the government data sets, you know, in a certain way that can be accessed via, you know, this cloud model. And then the applications need to be modified so that they can take advantage of multiple data sets, mash them up in ways that, you know, were not possible in the legacy world. Oh, and then feed them contextually relevant manner to a workforce who's using mobile devices but may not have a lot of bandwidth in some cases. And so, you know, you can't strain the network still and push a bunch of data that they don't need. They only need basically micro applications where they're grabbing little chunks of data to help them do what they're trying to accomplish right now.
All right. Well, you set us up perfectly for when we come back from break to get into really how platform works. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Welcome back. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today's topic, platform as a service. It's not just for developers. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Now, Doug, before break, we just started to get into platform as a service, why it matters now. But let's start talking about that right away. Why is platform as a service becoming more important than ever?
Well, it's really about extending and continuing to unleash the benefits of cloud. So you talk about it from a maturity standpoint. The infrastructure as a service migration, you know, is well underway, and applications are continually being migrated over to take advantage of that virtual infrastructure. But at some point, you know, in order to gain double-digit returns again, you need to go to the next plateau, right? And this is the next plateau. And the current budget pressure that the federal government is under, as extreme as certainly I can remember in my experience, requires a more efficient way of developing and deploying applications. As when I used to sit on the investment review boards for, you know, two different federal departments, it was always astonishing to me how much of the federal budget that come across for budget decisions was going into maintaining applications running on antiquated infrastructure and so on and so forth. Well, the applications, we've gotten to the point now where the easy stuff, you know, has been virtualized in the cloud infrastructure as a service environment. And now it's time to rewrite applications so they can take advantage of that goodness so that the applications can burst, you know, on demand as the number of users or capacity is needed. They can burst over into somebody else's cloud, can actually go grab that capacity, can, you know, even have the data available, can make those transactions occur, and then shrink back down when the peak is over. Well, the applications have to be modified and agile enough to be able to take advantage of that infrastructure. So that's one. It's really about, you know, the agility needed for the end users to be able to take advantage of the spikes and the capability on a utility model that cloud has to offer.
One thing you mentioned about you said easy stuff has already been virtualized. So we're talking about, for instance, a lot of some of the back office stuff. And now as VMware sees it, it's the mission critical apps that really need to go into the cloud?
Well, we're definitely seeing a large number of mission-critical apps already being virtualized. It's really now about, you know, going beyond just virtualizing the application to the point where the applications themselves need to be modernized to be able to be more agile in order to break that vicious cost cycle of application maintenance I was just referring to, where, you know, new cloud-based developer toolkits, which are make developers, you know, 100% more productive than they used to be in the past, but at the same time, more agile and really shrinking the development cycle. These tool sets and the associated platform capabilities that go with them are simply not available using the legacy developer environment.
You hit a very interesting point. I think it's like 60 or 70 or maybe even 80% of the federal IT budget is spent on, if you will, O&M, operations and maintenance, and very little is on that updating modernization effort. And I think the money's going to even get smaller to update as the budget pressure increases. So I think you're right, because this is where this idea of not just virtualizing, but improving applications comes in. And that actually meshes well with what the federal CIO, Stephen Van Roeckel, said recently. The government must serve as a platform and not as an application developer or data holder, specifically around mobile computing. Give me a sense of how that vision that he's talking about meets what VMware is seeing around platform as a service.
Exactly. So it is a solid and comprehensive vision, right? Which starts with the component of the underlying infrastructure as a service. Has to be there for the cloud application platform to work, because it sits on top of that. Two, data sources need to be available, right? So there are additional newer technologies that function in the cloud application platform, like in-memory data services, which replace the antiquated middleware relational databases for larger and larger operational types of purposes. And so that technology can help move the data to a cloud application platform and make it more ready to be accessed by these agile micro applications that are multi-device accessible, and then take advantage of user profiles, right? Like identity management user profiles, to serve up smaller segments of that data to users who have certain profiles associated with them, like field worker inspector, right, who needs certain amount of data but does not need the whole quantity of data that's sitting in very, very large databases. So these things come together, right, all at the same time to enable a much more agile, more productive way of both developing but using the application as well.
You mentioned this a couple times. I want you to kind of define it for me. You mentioned the idea of micro apps or mini apps. What are they? Because it seems pretty obvious, but I think you're talking about a specific type of application and the way it works on a specific type of device.
Exactly. So great, great question. So going back to, you know, the predominant way applications are still being developed and deployed in federal agencies today, those applications supported very comprehensive business processes. And so those applications encompassed that entire business process. So remember, and I remember well, even when I was a coder, these screens with many, many entry fields, right? And the user sat at the desktop and input in a bunch of data, you know, to the point where it was frustrating, and then push enter, right? And all that data went into the back end, and then, you know, some, you know, processing would occur. Well, in today's world, that just doesn't work, right? As we know, we all have smartphones, and we're all running around from place to place, carrying out our day-to-day activities, and we want to enter in one thing, push the button, and have a result come back, right? And we want it to be context sensitive. We want it to be aware of what we perhaps had already done with the last transaction. So micro apps really are not about processes. They're about rapid response and immediacy to the information that's relevant to what I'm doing right now.
And if your app is a big, hulking app, you can't get that immediate response. It's going to take, and I've heard about this from talking to other CIOs and people in government, it used to take 3 or 4 days to get back our results. Now we can do it in a few hours. Now that's not because it's a micro app, but because they've done some things with the processing time, but that's the same concept.
Absolutely, because exactly. So, you know, in the, you know, the era where the entire data set was being processed, as you point out, it at best, you would be able to optimize that query time, right? How many times when I was a CIO was I tasked with continuing to optimize the query time down to the point where if you could get it in less than an hour, you were happy, right? That doesn't work in today's world, right? It's got to be much smaller sets of data, much more rapid response, and fed to a mobile device that's usually somewhere in the field.
We're going to take another quick break because you brought up the next set of questions, data. And we're going to talk about big data in a second. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Welcome back. You're listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Today's topic, platform as a service. It's not just for developers. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. Now, Doug, before break, we just started to talk a little bit about the data, and that's such a big issue. We've heard about data for years now. It's all about the data. Give me an idea how platform as a service will change the way agencies use data to meet their missions.
Platform as a service is a necessity in the emerging era of big data. And the concept of big data really comes in when you think about, for example, sensors. You've got energy sensors out there now detecting all kinds of different energy consumption rates. You've got financial sensors out there detecting changes in the financial markets on a real-time basis. You've got defense sensors in battlefield operations doing all kinds of things, right? Well, that data is going somewhere, right? It's being pulled at very, very rapid rates, accumulating at very, very rapid rates. And so in addition to that, you have logs, contextual logs, user preferences, and just user behavioral and profile logs being captured as well. And at the same time, you have all these different data types, text and video and so on and so forth. All of this stuff is creating this massive amount of and quantities of data. And at the same time, users have to be more productive and get their response in their business context or mission context in very high performance. So the applications have to be able to filter through these massive amounts of data very quickly. And that's where the platform comes in, is providing that capability for the data to be served up in contextually relevant ways that enable very, very high performance using these platform technologies. And at the same time, so that's one big shift. The second shift is developer models. You have, and we've read about recently with various agencies creating through, for example, data.gov, the ability for, you know, citizens to create mashups using this data and these concepts of micro apps accessing these data mashups, creating new services in very, very rapid and extremely cost-effective ways.
You bring up an interesting idea here about the idea of developer models. A lot of agencies are moving their test and development platforms, keyword there, to the cloud. Is this part of that idea of platform as a service?
Absolutely. Moving the application development and test environments to the cloud enables a couple of things. One, very agile application development, and even enabling the public or certain communities of interest to, like scientific communities of interest, for example, to participate in that process through the ubiquitous access that these cloud-based application platforms present. But in addition to that, providing the ability ease of progression of those applications once they're developed back to a production environment that is enterprise ready and robust and meets all of the service level requirements. And having the application development environment in the cloud enables that progression much more rapidly, much more cost effectively, and more choices for the agency and where they deploy that application in production. Their cloud, private cloud, or a service provider's cloud they have a contract with, or perhaps even a public cloud if that's what their workload and security requirements would allow them to do.
I'm just going to take a wild guess here, and you can tell me if I'm wrong. If I'm doing a test and development of a cloud application, an application in the cloud, moving that to a production environment in the cloud is probably a little easier than moving it off the cloud and onto a mainframe or client server environment, huh?
That would be the case. And there's reasons for that, is that the cloud application platform, as I mentioned, sits on top of cloud infrastructure as a service. And the infrastructure as a service, following the industry leading work that VMware and the Distributed Management Task Force has done, has defined interface standards that are now in production and accepted for industry use, which enable that interface between the application platform and the production infrastructure as a service to be more seamless.
All right. I knew I was going on a limb for you, but I figured I'd just throw it out there. Give me a couple examples of agencies who are using platform as a service now.
I can give you two quick examples. We have a financial agency in the regulatory area that's using a comprehensive VMware-based platform as a service to develop and deploy regulatory applications. And their development time, for example, has been condensed by 50% compared to what it was previous to using this, not to mention the benefits of choice of where they deploy those applications now when they're ready to go to production. So that's one example. Another is a defense agency using in their middleware environment, this application platform, cloud-based, to in the battle operations scenario to gather and provide updates in real time and high performance, as you might imagine, to operators and soldiers in the field, for example, in targeting and in munitions information and those sorts of things, which are very, very critical that the information be provided in real time.
Doug, we're almost out of time, but before we end here, I want to get a couple quick thoughts. If I'm an agency and I'm considering platform as a service, what are the two or three things I should keep in mind?
First is that in order to unleash the considerable benefits of cloud, the application platform is the key layer on top of the infrastructure. For example, to gather and gain the 50% decrease in development time for applications and make developers more productive, to continue to drive the costs of development and operations lower. That's critical. Infrastructure as a service was about operations cost. The application platform is about driving development cost and operations cost lower, so getting that additional cost savings. And then finally, and perhaps most important, is mission agility. The ability to conceptualize, make the development, and push a micro application into production within a matter of days, compared to the old legacy way of developing applications, which took years, if that, and as we know, not always actually worked. So the contrast is a remarkable improvement over the legacy way of developing and deploying applications to really drive the agency's mission forward in a more agile way and enabling mobile capability.
Well, we are out of time. You've been listening to the Federal IT Challenge brought to you by VMware on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Today's topic was platform as a service. It's not just for developers. I'm Jason Miller, and I'm speaking with Doug Bourgeois, the Vice President and Chief Cloud Officer for VMware Federal. On the next Federal IT Challenge in February, we will discuss a new market study on how cloud is enabling the federal government in the post-PC era.